Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo. This is episode 35, which I've titled Shaggy May. The views expressed, apart from tweets and comments, are mine and mine alone. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Munster in the Magners League, with kickoff at Thomond Park on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Before I start, I just want to say it's April Fool's Day, but you can believe everything I say in this podcast, because I did a little joke overnight on Twitter, I did a joke on the blog, and that's it. I don't believe in flogging a dead horse, so you can trust me for the next few minutes, okay? Not that you can't normally trust me, but you know what I'm saying. Now, first up, I want to talk about a new quiz I'm going to do on the blog. I've called it You Can Win Them All. Basically, all I'm going to do, it's on Facebook and Twitter, I'm going to pose a question, and then you'll have 15 minutes to come up with the answer. Everyone who gets the right answer will score points, but the faster you answer, the more points you get. I don't have any prizes at the moment, but hopefully down the line, if you know, when people get their points, I'll have leaderboards on both Facebook and Twitter, and then when I do get prizes, I can award them to the people at the top of the leaderboard who are doing the best in the game. So look out for that. I'm going to start it at halftime in the Munster-Leinster match. They won't all be at halftime, but I'm going to start it then. So check it out and have a go. And we'll see, have a bit of crack with that. There you go. Now, without any further ado, I want to get on to reading your comments. And I basically asked you yesterday to give your predictions for the weekend. And we don't have the starting lineups yet. They're announced this afternoon. So keep an eye on the blog. I'll put that on as soon as I get it. But here's your comments. On Twitter, John Glennon says, sure, we're only going to make up the numbers. Leinster could hardly make it six in a row. I think that's a bit tongue-in-cheek. Kevin O'Higgins is sitting on the fence. He's predicting the final score. Blue Magic 68, Munster 3. So we really don't know where his loyalties lie there. Brian Keyes, also known as Callum the Reds, he's an Ulster fan. He says, hopefully Munster will hand out a good thumping. No bonus points for Leinster, please. Stand up for the Ulstermen. The Kenmeister is going the gambling route. He says the Blues are 11-10 on with Paddy Power, plus 4 points. And he says that's free money, so check that out. Alex Walsh has also given a score prediction. He says Leinster 48, Munster 3. And finally, Kieran Kelly says Leinster by 14-plus points. And he's counting that as 6.5 wins on the trot for Leinster. And the reason he's doing that is he's including the combined provinces win back at the beginning of the season to open the Aviva. And he's counting that as half a win for Leinster. So that'll be 6.5 wins on the trot. Fair play to Kieran. And he says, of course, Johnny 10 will win the Battle of the Outhalves. There you go. On Facebook, we've got a few comments as well. Mark Rowan says, I can't help thinking Munster are overdue a win against us, especially as they have nothing to play for this season except the Magners. I hope I'm wrong. Well, some say you would be wrong, Mark, in that they've got the Amlin as well, but of course that's debatable as to the importance of that, so there you go. Des Murphy says, I have a hard feeling that the party's over. Things will be especially difficult with the low fan turnout. Raj is on Kraken form, as are Munster at home at the moment. They are overdue a win. That all said, seems like Leinster is Munster's kryptonite, so there's still a hope. Rugby Kino says, waiting on the starting lineups to be announced. I reckon it'll be tight either way, but there will be a fierce battle to place a psychological marker early on, which could turn the game. But I think on current form, Leinster will edge it by 4 or less. That's a good comment there, Kian. Thanks. And finally, Dominic Doyle says, as long as they don't cross our line, Leinster can win and win big, but it'll be too nervy and the traditional dogfight for that to happen. So there you go. Most of the overall consensus seems to be it's going to be a close one. So we'll see how that happens. Thanks all for the comments. Thank you also to the new Facebook readers. We've got Richard Middleton, Alistair McDermott, Mary Marie, Selena Gardner, and Mark O'Carroll. Thanks all. And thanks to everyone who's joined on Twitter in the past week. My prediction for the final score, you can actually read a full preview on Sports News Ireland. I've written one over there. But my prediction for the scoreline is Munster 18, Leinster 14. I think the home side's going to edge it and they'll end the streak. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong there. But anyway, check out the blog at harpingonrugby.net. And enjoy the match this weekend, whoever you're rooting for or wherever you're watching the rugby this weekend. And don't forget, stay in touch, never pause, always engage. Come on, the Leinster.